and Ukiah, home of Exxon. The first rains and busy morning traffic resulted in several accidents this morning. Jeff Wright was taken to Hillside Hospital with major injuries this morning after an accident on...
That would refurbish an automatic car wash with a difference. It really washes your car sparkling clean with its brush and oscillating flying carpet plus high-pressure spray. And listen to these car wash prices. This complete premium... ...fence with an 8-gallon or more fill-up of fine Exxon gas. Redwood Tree Service Station also has a new 16-foot building.
Officers are still investigating. The Temple Church in Redwood Valley was promised a favorable article in Sunday's paper. Reverend Jones is somewhat less than satisfied with that article. This morning I asked him to bring us up to date on the matter.
Jim, I was interested to learn from you the latest up-to-date information, where we stand in regard to all this adverse publicity you were getting in the San Francisco paper.
Media in general have improved the situation. We have my coverage on the network station, CBS, Religion in the News. It was a fair presentation of the paranormal aspects that have gotten into the paper, and our humanistic efforts, missionary service to our fellow man has been mentioned. People in general have come out very supportive, and it's encouraging to see people grasp a significance that there's more than involved than just one church here. The right of lawful assembly, freedom of religion, seems to be very much at stake here. There have been some very peculiar aspects to this entire situation. We've had, for instance, a couple of break-ins, one into a church attorney's home that was reported, Mr. Shakin, which papers were gone through, books were seemingly ransacked, and we don't know that this is absolutely connected by any means, but it's been a strange type of harassment, telephones, so forth, certain ugliness that has now begun to cool down due to responsible media, and the Examiner has printed an article that was not to our satisfaction. There's still negotiation about a human service article that was supposed to appear Sunday, but hasn't appeared yet. There have been two kindly letters to the editor of the Examiner from people, non-members, I don't remember what communities they were from, one I think from Ukiah businessman. Generally speaking, I think things are looking up.
You spent some time with attorneys in San Francisco. Has there been any decision regarding a possible libel suit?
No, there hasn't, right at this time. We are weighing what course of action to take. The Christian ethics speaks rather strongly about suits. I've never been sued, nor have I engaged in a suit. But there's another aspect to this case that gives me great consternation. That is freedom of religion. There has been, I think, an infringement upon a decent group of people who have bothered no one, and guilty of none of these charges that have been made, and if it would perhaps encourage sensible reporting to be more responsible in the future, not to hurt others, then I might consider it. We have some time really to decide on this matter. I would prefer that